The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, we are going to be interviewing an Instagram success story who has grown over 100,000 followers in the last year and has significantly increased his business in the process. This person, I think, is going to be very relatable for you to listen to because even though he might not be in the same profession as you, he deals with a lot of the same challenges and struggles that you might be dealing with yourself. He doesn't do this full time. His whole job and career doesn't revolve around creating content. He has a 9-to-5 and does this Instagram stuff on the side. And I would venture to say that his 9-to-5 is a pretty demanding, stressful, high pressure job. So it's not like he's, you know, sitting at his 9-to-5, but he's secretly creating content all day long. I think another reason why you'll find today's interview especially relatable and especially applicable to you and your situation is that, number one, he doesn't post as much as I do. I get a lot of pushback from people who say that my frequency of posting on social media is unrealistic and unobtainable, and I recognize that for many people it feels that way, and for many people it is that way. I usually post 3 times a day to my Instagram feed. 3 reels a day, usually a couple TikToks a day, a couple YouTube videos a week, a couple podcasts a week. I'm churning out a lot of content. But what you're going to hear today, and I'm not going to spoil it for you right now, but he posts way less than I do, and yet he has still found success on Instagram. Another reason why I think that you'll relate to his position is that he hasn't been growing this business for years. He just started this Instagram account about a year ago. So he's now at over 100,000 followers in 1 year of consistent effort. He's found processes and strategic elements that have helped him along the way, and he's continued to improve his content, serve his audience, and of course, like I keep reiterating, grown his audience pretty substantially in the last year. So I hope that today gives you a window into what it's like to actually grow an Instagram account in 2022, starting out fresh from 0 followers with a full-time job and without having an already existing platform or a team to lean back on. So get out a pen and a piece of paper, get ready to absorb some of this knowledge and take some notes. I'm excited to share this interview with you. And without further ado, let's get into it. Dr. Spencer Locke, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks to have me, Brock. I'm happy to be here, man.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to get to share your story today. Let's get started by just kind of allowing you to introduce yourself and tell us what you do, where you're living, which you and I were just talking about, and just a little bit about your business on Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Spencer Locke. I'm a doctor of physical therapy. I've got a few different jobs. One of my primary jobs is I'm a traveling physical therapist, and I'm currently in Maui, Hawaii, where I've been for the past year. Definitely not a bad place to be, not a bad place to work. So very fortunate. But as a traveling PT, you do move around, and I'm actually moving to New York City next week. So exciting changes for sure. But then I also have my online business, which a lot of it is through Instagram as well, which has grown significantly. And yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Your Instagram, speaking of, recently crossed over 100,000 followers. And I think you're well over. You're at like 130 now. So can you tell us a little bit about what your background has been on Instagram and what's your journey been like so far on that app?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been pretty crazy. I mean, the growth can happen, it's like a roller coaster. There's some days where, there's no growth at all. And then there's some where there can be some pretty big spikes. And for me, I started a little over a year ago. So basically what happened is, as a licensed physical therapist, I see a lot of patients in the hospital. And, one of my jobs in the hospital is to see patients right after they get surgery. Mm-hmm. And my responsibility is to assess them and make sure that they're moving well enough to go home.
Got it.
And I've had the opportunity to work with like a bunch of world-class surgeons and different nurses and things like that. And I was starting to see a trend, especially with like spine surgeries. I was seeing a lot of spine surgeries. And I remember this one woman, she was in her probably mid-40s, and she had just gone through her 3rd spine surgery. and I went to assess her. And basically, after getting to learn more about her, I found that not only was she going through her third spine surgery, she had gone through a divorce, she's now dealing with an addiction issue with pain medication. And unfortunately, I start seeing this recurring theme of some people that just kind of lost hope. And then they were like, you know what? I just got to try surgery. It's the only thing I can do. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking to myself, like, damn, like if this lady just in the beginning had the guidance or the empowerment that she needed to take an alternate route instead of being like pain and automatically going for like injections and pain medication, mm-hmm. if she could have access to someone like that early on, then there's so many people that could help and avoid these kind of issues. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, I was like, how could I find those people? Like, what's the best way to go out and find them before? Because right now I was only seeing them after the surgery. So like, how can I get them before? And, you know, we live in the world of social media. And so I figured, you know what, why not? Let's give it a go. Let's see if I can at least educate and start empowering people and hopefully help right their path before it gets too bad. So that's kind of how it all started.
Got it. And are you only on Instagram or primarily, or are you also on TikTok big time or YouTube or anything else like that? Or where's your focus?
So right now my focus is primarily on Instagram, basically. And I learned from you as well to kind of you start with one and just focus with one to start. And then really what I needed to learn before even anything else, I needed to learn how to start making content consistently. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a big thing for me. So right now, my first year of focus has been strictly on Instagram. And basically my goal now is to take all, now I have hundreds of great videos that mm-hmm. I can now repurpose on all the other platforms, which I'm really excited about. And that's kind of giving me the next steps for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you said consistency. For you, what is consistency? How many posts per day?
That's a good question. That's funny because I remember seeing your page and like you had like your 30-day reels challenge and you know you're known for posting so frequently and you know saying like you know you do daily posts and I was like I don't know how he does that. I really don't understand until you actually get into it and then you realize that once you do it consistently it gets so much easier. Mm. So for me, because I am working full-time in a hospital, I aim to post 3 videos during the week, but then I try to get on my story as frequent as possible just to update people on what's going on, do some lives and educate them as well. And then once I fine-tune my systems, we'll hopefully ramp it up from there.
Gotcha. So about a video every other day, and then you're staying consistent on stories. Got it. Okay, that's good to know. And over 100,000 followers in a year is extremely impressive. And I think that that should be something very encouraging for all of our listeners to hear, because I hear from so many people about how it's impossible. Nowadays, the only people who are growing on Instagram are the Instagram coaches, but you are proving that even with a post every other day, you've grown 100,000 followers this year. One last question about this topic. Was there a specific reason why you felt like Instagram was the right place? Or was it just kind of like you were used to Instagram? Was there a thought of TikTok? Or obviously, it's become a lot more present in the last few months, but basically, why Instagram?
It was the platform that I used the most, that I was most familiar with. It was that. And then also I needed to think about where are the people that I'm trying to reach, right? And so, you know, for TikTok, it is, you know, typically, even though I'm hearing that it's becoming more wide range, but in the beginning, it was really just younger people. And, you know, what I'm finding is the people that really gain the most value from what I'm sharing are the people 30 plus, you know? And so Instagram, Facebook, those are the places where those people are hanging out right now. So yeah, that's where I decided to start.
Gotcha. So about a year ago, you decided to start, you're getting going on Instagram. What were those early days like? Like, did you have a video that went viral super early on, or was it really tough for the first few months? Can you kind of walk us through what that was like?
Oh, yeah, it was brutal. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea what I was doing. I was spending so much time. One video would take me like a day or two to make because I was like, you know what? This is my profession that I put so much time into. If I'm going to put something out there, it's got to be perfect. And it ended up causing me so much stress to have to post these things that there's many times where I was like, I don't know if I can do this, you know? But just as I always preach to my clients, it's like, patience, consistency, and hard work, and eventually you're going to get there. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's with pretty much everything in life. And in the beginning days, it was really hard. You know, growth was very, very slow. I was spending more time than I should have been on the platform and focusing on the wrong things, for sure.
Makes sense. Got it. Speaking of more time on the platform than you maybe should have been, do you still do every step of the process, or have you just gotten a lot faster with it? And then my follow-up to that is, have you outsourced or automated any part of the process? Just genuinely curious.
Sure. So I've gotten much faster at it. So the first thing is making the system. So like, you know, and I've learned this from you as well, as like batching, how important batching is. So I would say the biggest thing is that I've gotten better and quicker at making it. So my goal is to be like, okay, I'm going to spend an hour. And instead, where that would have taken me, I could make a video an hour. Now I can make like 5 videos in an hour.
Nice.
So I've sped up in that process. And that comes with just practice, you know, it gets easier with time for sure. And then as far as the automating, the outsourcing, the biggest thing that I've automated so far is my lead generation. So for offering things like helpful guides for people, you know, with back pain, shoulder pain, sciatica, whatever it may be, where they can just give me their email and then I can send them a helpful guide. And then I add them to my email list and then hopefully get to continue just to share really valuable information that can hopefully empower them to stay moving.
Got it. Very cool.
Hey, I just wanted to interrupt really quickly to let y'all know that the Insta Club Hub is open and available for registration. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership, where you can learn exactly what you need to know about Instagram. Now, to be totally transparent, you can learn everything you could ever want to know about Instagram in the Insta Club Hub. We literally answer every question ever about Instagram in the club, but that's not our goal. Our goal is to help you learn what you need to know. How does the algorithm actually work? How can you use Instagram to your advantage to start growing a following and start building your customer base from Instagram in less than an hour a day? We want to help you save time and make money from Instagram. There's a link down in the show notes, or you can just visit instaclubhub.com to finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow.
Let's transition to that then. 100,000 followers in a year sounds really sexy and appealing, but then of course this is a business podcast, and so all the business owners want to know, like, has that actually translated into any growth in your business? So has it? And if so, can you share a little bit about that?
I think this is actually a really important question, because I have talked to several people that have over 100,000, 250,000, you know, followers, mm-hmm. right? But they have no business.
Yeah.
And it's like, and people think like, oh, you must have so many followers, so you must make so much money, and you must like know everything, right? And it's not true. It's not true. And, you know, I've learned that through, I've hired different coaches, like, you know, I've hired, you know, worked with through the Insta Club Hub, and, you know, hired other business coaches, and realized that this following is nothing without a business behind it.
Yeah.
And so for me, yeah, I've gotten to see some really cool growth, where I've gotten to bring on private clients that I can help wellness through virtual ones, which has been really cool. But then also just like brand deals, where basically I can reach out to the brands that I truly believe in, and then kind of set up a deal where, you know, they send me things, I can try it out, and then I can share it with my audience. And if people like it, they can buy, and then I can get a kickback as well. So learning to diversify the income stream is a learning process for mm-hmm. sure. I got a lot to learn. I still have a long way to go, but yes, it is definitely been able to help me grow my business. So I'm very excited about that.
What does that process look like in terms of reaching out to brands? Can you give us more specifics? Like, emails, is it direct messages? What do you say even? Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So for me, you know, what I'm learning is that, you know, brands are looking for people that genuinely believe in what they do. You know, I've had some brands that reach out to me. Actually, majority of the brands that reach out to me, I end up denying or refusing, because they make claims that I just personally don't believe in, is not backed by science. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, if I'm going to share something, it needs to be something that I genuinely believe in. And so when I do reach out to brands, I make sure I let them know that I've tried whatever that is that they use, and that I'm a fan, and that I would love to be an ambassador of it, because it's something I truly believe in. I've done it through direct messaging, through email as well. I'm still learning myself to, like I said, I've only been on the platform for, you know, just over a year now. So it's a learning process for me as well, but I'm finding that they're looking for those more genuine connections, which has been helpful.
Totally. You brought up that you've been sharing like some digital downloads, right? And you've been kind of promoting like, you know, one-on-one virtual coaching and things like that. How have you gone about that? And what have you specifically done to increase your sales or your customer base or whatever you want to call it via Instagram?
For sure. For me, I think the biggest thing was to start listening more than I was talking, you know, and like listening to what the people were saying in the comments, what the people are messaging me, you know, and then being like, oh, you know what? I'm seeing a theme. People are often asking me about sciatica pain, right? Mm-hmm. And so now they can reach out to me and I can send them a resource. Instead of having to explain one-on-one to every single person, I can send them a resource that's going to do a better job than me just saying it to them. Yeah. And it takes less time for me now. Yeah, the work up front for sure. But in the long run, it ends up paying off because now I'm developing this whole database of these great resources that I can share with people that allow me to expand my reach.
Makes sense. In terms of your Instagram content, is it only reels? Do you share carousels and photos as well, or just mainly reels?
In the beginning, it was a little bit of a combo of everything, but now it's been strictly reels just because that's really the direction that this platform seems like it's going on. And, you know, it does have the most reach. So yeah, I've been focusing pretty much strictly on the reels.
Okay. And are you still at like 3 a week, or are you daily now, or where's the frequency currently?
Yep. Still at 3 a week, even though this past week I had a week where I only posted once, but that's because I'm busy. Like I'm in the middle of a move. Yeah. So this has been a learning process for me to be like, you know what, this isn't going to be the last time that I'm going to get busy. So I really need to, my next step are like, okay, what are the next steps for a social media manager so that I don't have to, this doesn't have to happen again. So yeah, like I said, like for me, I'm still in the learning process. You know, yeah, I've come a long way, but like there's still a lot to learn for sure.
Makes sense. And that's really good for everyone to hear. For your reels, since you said you're mainly doing reels now, do you do any trends or any of the lip syncs, or is it purely educational original audio reels?
I've tried some of the trending ones, you know, and whatnot. The lip syncs, I've tried like one or two of them, but it took me too many takes. I was like, this is taking too much of my time. So a lot of it's just been like educational stuff. It's not all original audio. Some of it's just different exercises and text with like trending music and things like that. But I'm starting to play. I'm starting to try to diversify my, you know, the styles of my videos. I found one style that's really worked well, but now I need to start finding a couple different ones. So I'm going to start testing those out. And that's going to be, you know, speaking to the camera, different ways just to educate people and empower people, you know, and motivate them.
Totally. I love that. Well, hey, where can we get empowered by you? Where can we connect with you more?
For sure. You can check out my page. It's at Lock Health. So my last name is Lock. It's spelled L-A-L-K and then health. Like I said, I'm on there, you know, quite a bit answering questions. I got some free resources through there. So don't hesitate to reach out to me there. Yeah. And that's probably the best place right now.
Awesome. Well, we will link that up in the show notes for sure. But thank you so much for being on today and providing with us with such a transparent and honest look at what it's like to grow on Instagram in 2022 and to grow over 100,000 followers and a business at the same time while having a very demanding full-time job. So we really appreciate your transparency.
Thank you so much, man. And you know what? I appreciate you, you know, what you guys do. And it's really cool to see what you and your mom have done together. And, you know, I've gotten so much value from you guys. So the thanks goes just as much back at you, man. So I appreciate you.
Thank you. I think one thing that really stood out to me from that interview was that he kept mentioning the not so sexy things. He kept bringing up practice. He kept bringing up how things get easier the more you implement them. He kept bringing up how when he first got started, it took him a few hours to make one piece of content. But now, in a few hours, he can make dozens of pieces of content. And I think that's something that sounds contradictory, but is so true and something that we need to remember. Oftentimes when we're first getting started, it's so much more challenging. And so the more you grow and the more you post and the more you practice, the actually easier it gets to post more, to practice more, and to create even more content. It's like the snowball effect. It builds upon itself and it rolls down the hill faster and it picks up more snow as it moves. The same is true on social media. So if you're listening today, I don't want you to walk away feeling dejected that, you know, you started your account before him or maybe around the same time as him and you didn't grow as much as he did. Instead, I want you to take away the fact that it is possible. you can still grow. You can still build a serious business through organic Instagram marketing strategies. And it is realistic for you to do so without having to post 19 times a day and without having to quit your 9-to-5 to do so. It is possible to do both of these things. Is it easy? Definitely not. But is it worth it? I would say so. So as you finish listening today, I just want to encourage you to just get started. Just start posting. Even if your posts look like crap right now, even if you have no idea what you're doing, if you have no idea how to use Instagram and how to edit, just get started. You'll learn as you go. Your first couple posts will not be very good, but the goal of your first couple posts is not to be very good. The goal of your first couple posts is to simply be posted, to serve as an opportunity for you to practice, to fail forward, to learn, and to eventually refine your skills and eventually create great content that serves the masses, that allows you to grow and allows you to build a substantial business organically for free on Instagram. Like we mentioned a few times, if you want to get more information about how you can connect with Dr. Locke, you can find that down in the show notes below this episode. But thank you so much for listening today. I really, really do appreciate it. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.